USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Why am I wearing the mask? Because on the inside, it's still good policy to wear the mask.
President Biden's comments when asked why he's wearing a mask inside, although he's around people that are fully vaccinated. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire says good policy, according to who?
Not according to me, not according to the CDC, and just about most places around the world. I don't know. I mean, to be honest, John, he's also said that he wears a mask outside because it's out of habit, or he's worried some random person's going to come up to him, despite the fact that I think the Secret Service doesn't really allow that to happen.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen insists President Biden is trying to turn around an economy that was in a state of crisis when he took office. Yellen said today that she believes the U.S. will reach full employment by next year, even after a lackluster jobs report. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone. People sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story. For the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
A prosecutor who made national headlines last year may be losing her law license.
The St. Louis prosecutor who charged a couple with brandishing weapons against Black Lives Matter protesters that broke onto private property last summer could have her law license revoked for professional misconduct. Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner, who charged Mark and Patricia McCloskey following the incident in July, has been accused of hiding evidence and fabricating facts. The McCloskeys, claiming Gardner harbored bias against them, has asked for their criminal case to be revisited by a grand jury. Gardner was removed from the case in December. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Consuming large amounts of sugary drinks could have a serious negative impact on the health of women before the age of 50. A new study in the medical journal Goot analyzed 95,000 female nurses over the past two decades. They found that women who drank over 16 ounces of sugary drinks every day were two times more likely to be diagnosed with early onset bowel cancers. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Another social media account linked to former President Donald Trump has been banned by Twitter.
Twitter suspended a new account created to share statements from former President Trump, saying it violated the social media company's policy on banned users. The new account, DJT Desk, appeared on Twitter this week, apparently trying to get around the network's permanent ban on Trump in the wake of the January 6th attack at the U.S. Capitol. According to the biography on the account, posts copied from Save America on behalf of the 45th POTUS, originally composed by Donald Trump, would be shared. But the account wasn't directly run by the former president. A Twitter representative told NBC they'll take enforcement actions on accounts whose apparent intent is to replace or promote content that was suspended. The Twitter account included posts from the new website from the desk of Donald J. Trump. The site doesn't provide any way for users to respond or interact with Trump's posts, but it does include the option to share his statements on Twitter and Facebook. It also encourages people to sign up for Trump's Save America Joint Fundraising Committee. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
More news always can be found by going online to usaradio.com or checking us out and following us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.